Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring four solo female Motown artists and four male solo Motown artists. Each artist, two songs each. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature male and female solo artists.
You can depend and never worry.
Standing still in time, chasing.
what you're hoping for. When you look behind you, there's no open doors. What are you hoping for? Do you know?
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish. Todo está bien, chévere. You understand that?
Bien
chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room on the floor.
Everybody's got a thing. Some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Stevie Wonder with a great song, Don't Worry About a Thing, that reached number 2 in the United States Rhythm Blues Charts in 1974. Before that, the second of two from Diana Ross, that was Theme from Mahogany, Do You Know Where You Want to Go To, that reached number 14 from 1975, and Diana Ross starred in the movie by the same name. And we started with the first of two by Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, another great song, number 1 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring female and male solo artists, a female artist, then a male artist, all songs charting the United States Rhythm Blues Charts. Well, coming up, the second of two songs from Stevie Wonder, another number one, this time from 1980, Master Blaster Jammin'. Well, Master Blaster was a single taken from his 1980 album called Hotter Than July. The song is built on a heavy reggae feel, and it's a tribute to reggae legend Bob Marley. Well, Stevie had been performing live with Bob Marley, obviously billing him as an opening act on his U.S. tour in the fall of 1980. Lyrics mention, quote, children of Jah, and the end of the Civil War in Zimbabwe. Stevie also plays drum on the track. It was a major hit, spending 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard Rhythm Blues Singles Chart and reached number 5 on the Pop Music Chart. It also reached number 2 in the UK Singles Chart. Well, here is Master Blaster Jammin', Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown.
Everyone's feeling pretty. It's hotter than July. Though the world's full of problems, they couldn't touch us even if they tried. From the park, I hear rhythm.
with a signature tune, My Guy, that reached number one on the United States Rhythm Blues charts in 1964 and spent 7 weeks at number one. Before that, her second number one from 1964, Two Lovers, that was on the charts at number one for 4 weeks. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster Jammin', number one from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring male and female solo artists. First a female, and then a male. Well, we just heard two songs from Mary Wells, so now two songs from a male artist. Coming up, Marvin Gaye. The song coming up Come Get to This was both written and recorded by Marvin Gaye in 1973. It was released as the second single off of Marvin's landmark album called Let's Get It On, following the success of the title track. While recording sessions for the song first occurred in 1970, when Marvin worked on the song in a demo format while he made What's Going On. He then shelved the recording for 3 years before revisiting it as he began assessing the track listing for Let's Get It On the album. The song was remixed and edited at Motown's Hollywood-based recording studios in 1973. The song's composition and record production was inspired by the Motown sound of the 60s, and the lyrics reflected a man's joy over the return of an old lover. Well, the strong response from Motown executives upon hearing the song prompted the label to issue the song as the second single as the follow-up to Let's Get It On, and it found major success, but it wasn't as popular as What's Get It On, because it reached only number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100, but a respectable number 3 on the Hot Soul Singles charts, selling over 250,000 copies. Here is Marvin Gaye. Come Get to This, right here on Motown.
Girl, you've been going away a real long time. Oh, I really went out of my mind. Wait, no. Oh, I miss your love. When you left, baby, you did. Oh, baby, come here. Let me caress you. Oh, oh, baby, you let us.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Since we got to be
Marvin Gaye with the classic Let's Get It On, reaching number one in 1973, stayed number one in the United States Rhythm Blues charts for 6 weeks, and we started with the second song from Marvin, Come Get to This, number three, also from 1973. Well, this half hour, we featured four artists, two female and two male. Coming up, four more solo artists, starting with Thelma Houston, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.